And Brother Junior Ortiz and his family will be moving to Riverside, and we're going to be missing them and his wonderful voice and family here. So we want to bid them Godspeed as a journey. They'll be with us till the end of the year, and then they'll be vacating and falling by the wayside and going someplace else. So we would like to thank you for your ministry among us. It's been a real joy. Los hermanos Ortiz van a irse para la ciudad de Riverside. Y van a estar con nosotros hasta el fin del año y luego van a continuar allá, una iglesia bíblica fundamental. Bueno, esta noche estamos en Romanos capítulo 13. If you open your Bibles to Romans chapter 13, God has been taking us through God's word on the evening services through the book of Romans. I thought tonight we'd just continue the exposition of chapter 13 of the book of Romans. Estamos en las tardes en Romanos, el libro de los Romanos, capítulo 13. Esta noche queremos continuar la exposición de la palabra. Estamos en Romanos 13, versículos 11 al 14. We're in Romans chapter 13, verses 11 to 14. Shall we stand together for the reading of God's word? Pongámonos de pie para la lectura bíblica. Usted lee en español, yo voy a leer en inglés, y lo haremos juntos. The word of God says in verse 11, "Do this, knowing the time that is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone, the day is near. Therefore let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust." Lord, may you be pleased tonight to bless your word and remind us that, as the gentleman sang, that we have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning to the right, no turning to the left, no turning back. And Lord, may you apply this word to our hearts and lives. Señor, bendice tu palabra. Esta noche hemos escuchado este canto, hemos decidido seguir a Cristo y no volvemos atrás. Señor, ayúdanos a mantener esta firme decisión de seguir a Cristo. Bendice tu palabra esta noche. We pray you bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Pueden tomar asiento. You may be seated. The other day I took my car in to get the oil change. And I was in the waiting room, and I picked up a magazine or an article that was talking about the 2014 automobiles. Estaba en una agencia esta semana con mi carro. Lo llevé para una que le cambiaron el aceite. Estaba leyendo una revista de los autos nuevos, and I was amazed at the stuff they have in new cars. They have this apparatus in a car that if you fall asleep at the wheel and you begin to merge to the right or to the left, it wakes you up. What a special gift for those of us that sleep as we drive. And there's quite a few of us here. Los carros nuevos tienen bastante aparatos, y hay un aparato que tienen que si uno se duerme manejando y se desvía del camino, el auto lo alerta a uno y lo despierta. Y para que uno siga y no siga durmiéndose. What a blessed thing that is. Well, you know, the text in front of us, este texto, is just like that. It's designed to wake us up in case we get sleepy in our walk of faith. El texto que tenemos aquí presente es un texto que está escrito para que los alerte, los despierte, si tenemos esta tentación de quizás estar con la tentación de dormirnos en el camino de Cristo. Nos alerta para que uno esté despierto. We are here called to sober living, to be awake, to be fully awake. There's a tendency we have in our Christian lives that we can be in our Christian experience and somehow be lulled into a sense of drowsiness, into a sense of sleepiness. It is possible for us to do that. Es posible que usted en su vida, con todo lo que existe en este mundo, en la vida personal, que uno puede en veces no estar totalmente alerto en su vida espiritual. La causa de eso son numerous. The reason for you and I sometimes not being fully awake are many, many, many. The Bible tells us in the Garden of Gethsemane that the disciples could not stay awake because of their sadness. Their sadness because of what was going to happen to Christ. They could not maintain awake. They could not watch and pray. Nos dice el texto en hablando de Jesucristo en el jardín de Getsemaní, que los discípulos no pudieron mantener alertos y orando por razón de la tristeza, las tristezas que los sobrellenó y se durmieron en vez de estar alertos y orando y vigilando. And so it happens in our lives that can happen to us. There are so many intoxicants in life that cause us to sometimes live as though we were in a drunken stupor. Hay muchas cosas alrededor que en veces nos hacen que como si estamos embriagados y no estamos alertos con todo lo que nos rodea en este mundo. Y por eso aquí Dios nos habla y nos pide que digamos de vivir una vida sobria. We are to live a sober life. Estar totalmente alertos en nuestra vida. Nos da la razón y nos da una exhortación. Nos da una razón y luego la exhortación. Nos dice aquí el texto, it gives us both a reason for sober living and then it gives us an exhortation to sober living. First of all, the reason, primeramente la razón. Y es esto, que ya es tiempo. It is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us than when we believe. Dice que el texto que ya es, conociendo el tiempo, que ya es hora de despertarnos del sueño, porque ahora la salvación está más cerca de nosotros que cuando creímos. And he says the reason why we should maintain a sober life is because our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. La salvación está más cerca que cuando creímos. Es decir, that el tiempo ya es corto. Quizás el texto, we can look at this text from two perspectives. Podemos ver el texto de dos perspectivas. Primeramente, reconociendo que quizás nuestra muerte está más cerca que cuando vivimos. Quizás our death is closer than when we first believed. And as far as I'm concerned, it fits me. My death is closer than when I first believed. I trusted Christ when I was 16, 17 years of age, and now I'm only 47 years old. It's been a long time since. And so for many of us, the hourglass in our lives has more sand at the bottom part of the glass than the top part of the glass. Para muchos de nosotros, vemos que ya los días que nos quedan ya son bastantes, ya son pocos. Antes eran muchos, que no es cierto. Antes había muchos días que teníamos. Antes la arena que estaba en ese bracito, ya había mucha arena arriba, ya casi nos quedan dos o tres granos. Ya el día nos pasa. In other words, death is coming. As you look around, those of us that have white hair or no hair, we realize that our days are numbered. And we need to recognize that our mortality reminds us that we're going home to Christ. But our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Now, we don't groan at that. We don't get mad at that. We just say, amen, hallelujah. Talk to me now. You see, and so it is. And so it says, viendo que nuestra mortalidad ya no viene, que el tiempo de nuestra despedida de este cuerpo ya está cerca. Entonces nos pide aquí que debemos estar completamente alertos y sobrios en la vida. We need to be totally alert and sober as we go through life. We need to maximize and take every day and maximize it for the glory of God. We can't afford to waste any time. We can't afford to waste any single day. No podemos malpasar el tiempo que nos queda. Y por eso demanda que uno esté completamente sobrio en su vida y vivir cada día a lo máximo para la honra y gloria de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. You know, when you're young and you're in your teens or early 20s, you think you have a long, long time and many days, and you can squander days. But when you get to this stage in life, you every day counts. And you want to maximize it to the glory of God. And so reminds us here that we ought to be sober, living soberly because our salvation is near. But also notice secondly, también nos dice, en segundo, que debemos de vivir una vida sobria porque el Señor ya viene, ya pronto viene. It says, reminds us to live a sober life because our Lord Jesus Christ is coming. And when? Hopefully soon. But every day that we live means that the coming of Christ is one day nearer than when we first believed. Nos dice que cada día que uno vive, la venida de Cristo viene, está más cerca es desde cuando comenzamos a creer. Es decir, cada día en el reloj de Jesucristo, in God's timepiece, his clock is winding down. His clock is winding down. In other words, every day draws us near to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you look around the world, as you see what's taking place, I mean, he has to come soon. He has to come soon. Usted ve lo que está pasando en este mundo y debemos de creer que Cristo tiene que venir pronto. He must come soon. And so the Lord is coming soon. And for that reason, we need to be ready. Porque Cristo viene, debemos estar preparados. Así como la parábola de las vírgenes que Cristo nos enseñó. Ser aquellas vírgenes preparadas para la venida de Jesucristo. To be those virgins like Jesus taught us in the parable of the virgins. To be those virgins ready. The sensible, wise virgins that were ready, alert for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust that that's what we are. Looking forward to the coming of Jesus Christ. Why? For our personal benefit. So when he comes, he finds us prepared. Que cuando viene nos encuentra preparados. Un pueblo preparado para la venida de Jesucristo, como así las vírgenes estaban, as the virgins were prepared for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And not just for ourselves, no solo para nosotros, pero también para otros que también queremos que nos acompañen al cielo, others that we want them to accompany us on our way to heaven. You never want to go to heaven by yourself. You want to take somebody else with you. We don't want to go to heaven by ourselves. We want to make sure that others are also coming along with us. And so he says, live soberly. Viva de esta manera, alerto, una vida sobria, porque ya pronto viene. Su salvación está más cerca que cuando primeramente creímos. Our salvation is near than when we first believed. First, because we are mortal. And secondly, because the Lord's return is closer. Every day draws him closer and closer and closer, and he's coming. We pray he comes in our own lifetime. That's our desire, that he come even tonight. And so the Bible ends, even so come quickly, Lord Jesus. That's the way the book ends, even so come quickly, Lord Jesus. And I pray that that's your desire as it is my desire. Notice also, notemos también la exhortación que nos da. He gives us an exhortation because of that. En versículo 12 y 13 nos da la exhortación a vivir una vida sobria. He exhorts us to live a life that is sober. And soberly, he says, the night is almost gone, the day is near. Therefore, because of that, therefore, lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly in the day, not in carousing or drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice two times. Notemos dos veces nos dice vestidos. Twice he says put on. Verse 12, put on the what? The armor of light. Verse 14, put on what? The Lord Jesus Christ. Underline that. Nos dice dos veces vestidos con las armas de la luz, versículo 12, y lo 14, vestidos del Señor Jesucristo. Dos veces nos dice vestidos. Pónganse esto, estas garments, vístanse de primeramente de las armas de la luz, y segundo, vístanse también con Jesucristo. We ought to then put on the armor of light, and secondly, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he defines the armor of light. Nos da la definición de las armas de la luz. He says, this, to lay aside, verse 12, lay aside the deeds of darkness. desechémonos las obras de las tinieblas. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. Él nos dice qué son estas obras de las tinieblas. He says, en segundo, he says, andemos decentemente, como de día. And he says for us to walk, to behave properly as in the day. You see, when you walk in darkness and you live in darkness, it doesn't matter how you live and how you dress and how you behave because you're in darkness. You think nobody's looking at you, nobody's seeing you. There's no shame, there's no holding back, there's nothing to hold you back from just living a debauched life because you're living in darkness. Dice, cuando uno vive en las tinieblas, andas en las tinieblas, no hay nada que lo detiene en cómo uno va a vivir. Es decir, se deja ir. Anda, actúa sin vergüenza. Actúa de tal manera que nada lo detiene porque está en las tinieblas. Dice Jesucristo, aquí dice Pablo, dice, así no debemos de vivir. Debemos de vivir de tal manera. Andemos decentemente. Let's behave properly as in the day. Let's behave in such a way that the light is shining, that our deeds are exposed, that all that we do and all that we say are open to the world, to the eyes of God, to the eyes of God's people, to the eyes of the world, that our life is an open book. Behave, he said, in such, behave properly as in the day. Now, in today's society, we find people living without any shame, without anything holding them back. There is no break to their debauchery and their life of ungodliness. Hoy en día vemos una sociedad donde la gente vive de tal manera que no hay nada que lo detiene de su vida pecaminosa. No hay frenos que lo detienen cuando se meten en pecado y todo lo que es una abominación a nuestro Dios. Dice entonces, debemos de vivir de tal manera como si estamos en el día, con ese cuidado, con esa manera de vivir decentemente. Live a proper life. Properly behave in such a way that the eyes of God and the eyes of all around us are looking at us. So he says, therefore put on the armor of light. Vestíos con las armas de la luz. Live in such a way that you put the armor of light. And you notemos en versículo 13, verse 13, that he defines what he means by the deeds of darkness. Let us behave properly in the day. Not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and in jealousy. Aquí cuando Pablo habla de este anotando las obras de las tinieblas, nos da detalles. He gives the details of what it means. And you know, when you look at the church today and you look at people today that claim to be Christians, we're not far from that. We're not far from that. We would think that these words don't apply to God's people today. We would think that this kind of lifestyle, surely, Pastor Montoya, this is not for us. No, Pastor Montoya, esto que nos dice que desechemos, no son cosas que aquí se ocurre en la iglesia aquí con nosotros. Y hermanos, estamos en error porque esto ocurre. Esto ocurre. Y hasta entre nosotros esto pasa. These things are taking place even among ourselves. And he says, how in the world can we live a sober life when we're engaged in these kinds of activities? He says, you need to free yourself from these intoxicating deeds. He puts them in sets of twos, in pairs. Los pone en pares. Desechémonos, dice. Stop, lay aside the deeds of darkness, carousing and drunkenness. Habla de las obras de las tinieblas, orgías, y borracheras. He says these deeds that just rob you of discernment, these deeds that rob you of thinking properly, estas obras que nos roban de pensamiento normal. Ya no podemos pensar y ver y tener discernimiento. We have no discernment concerning the way we ought to be living. Lay these things aside. And for God's people, there should be no debate, no argument. our debate today in our churches is that it's okay for us to be involved in drinking and drunkenness. Our debate today among young people is, you know, it's okay for us to be, where does it say that we cannot drink? Where does it say that we cannot participate in these things? Well, friend, it says right here, live a sober life. Live a sober life. Avoid these kinds of things that are going to rob you of your discernment. You know, they tell us that we only use 10% of our brain capacity. Nos dicen que nomás usamos el 10% de nuestra capacidad mental. Fíjese, 10%. Y eso es con los más sabios. That's with the most intelligent, like Einstein and those buddies. How about the rest of us yo-yos? How much do we use? Like 1% or 2%. And then you get that intoxicated, you get that drunk, and where are you at now? You see, oh, you're a real serious category. So he says, why would you want to take your 2% and get wiped out and not being able to function properly? He says, you need to live soberly. If when we are at our best, we hardly make it. Imagine when you're at your worst. And so he says, watch out for these things. He then brings in the second set. He says, and also he says, lay aside sexual promiscuity and sensuality. In the days of Rome as in the days today, it is sex that sold everything. En los días de Roma, como son hoy en día, esto del sexo, de la inmoralidad, es lo que vencía todo lo que se hacía en el día. Era lo más popular. And the same thing today. We sell everything on the basis of sex. You sell a hamburger on the basis of sex. What does that have to do with a hamburger and sex? Nothing. Except that that's the way society does that. And so we need to realize, there was a certain church that did a survey. It was a church of thousands of people, thousands of single people, singles. And they found that when they surveyed the singles, that almost over 50% of the singles were involved in immorality, sleeping around. This is in the church. In the church. Well, friend, how about us here at First Fundamental? ¿Qué de nosotros? ¿Estamos viviendo de esta manera? ¿Are we involved in sexual promiscuity? ¿Are we so loose with our life that we don't guard ourselves in this way and lay aside this kind of lifestyle? ¿Estamos viviendo de tal manera que no respetamos la puridad sexual en nuestras vidas? ¿Que nos metemos en estos asuntos cuando somos cristianos y Dios nos pide que vivamos una vida pura sexual? No nomás cuando somos solteros, pero también cuando somos casados. La importancia de esto. He argues that for us to lay aside these things that really cloud our thinking. They don't allow us to be sensitive to the important things in life. He also goes on to add, también añade, en versículo 13, not in strife and in jealousy, no en pleitos y envidias. Es decir, involucrados en seguir las cosas materiales, enfocándonos en, estamos embriagados con las cosas que tenemos, con nuestras casas, con nuestros carros, con nuestros vestidos, con nuestro dinero, estamos totalmente embriagados con estas cosas. Y no podemos ver las cosas importantes. We're drunk sometimes with the pursuit of things. Our houses, our cars, our possessions, our jewelry, our things, and they intoxicate us. And we're not able then to function effectively and function properly. We're just wrapped up in these things. And God says, lay aside these things. Don't get yourself so involved in these things that you can't live soberly. It's important for us. Important that we are not chained, we're not slaves to the things that we have in our hands. We're free of these things. He says, so he argues for us, he reminds us of that. Put on the armor of light. Put on the armor of light. Sea vestido con las armas de la luz. Desechémonos de estas obras de las tinieblas. Lay aside these deeds of darkness. Let's be these people that are absolutely sober, absolutely sober every single day of our life. Every single day. Que seamos aquellas personas que estamos totalmente sobrios. Cada día de nuestra vida. Que así sea. Noten por segundo, nos dice también vestidos del Señor Jesucristo. He says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Sober living is also Christ-like living. Una vida vivida sobriamente también es una vida donde Cristo es nuestra vida. Pongámonos vestidos. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. It is, he says here, es el remedio. Es el remedio tocante esto que son, le llama él, las lujurías de la carne. Ese es el remedio. The remedy against carnality, the remedy against the lust of the flesh is here. It is put on the Lord Jesus Christ. To win against that which comes and consumes our lives is to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what does it mean? ¿Qué significa vestidos del Señor Jesucristo? What does it mean to put on the Lord Jesus Christ? I suppose there's no better definition than it's found in Galatians 2:20. En Gálatas 2:20, vamos a ir por un momento. Go to Galatians 2:20. And there is probably no better definition of what it means to put on the Lord Jesus Christ than what it says in Galatians 2 and verse 20. Una definición, una explicación de lo que significa vestidos de Jesucristo se encuentra en Gálatas 2:20. It says here, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but what? Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the what? Flesh. I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Eso significa vestidos de Jesucristo. De estar crucificados con Cristo. Y ya no soy yo el que vive, sino que Cristo vive en mí. Y la vida que vivo ahora, vivo en la carne. La que vivo en la carne, la vivo por fe en el Hijo de Dios, el cual me amó y se entregó a sí mismo por mí. It means that we cultivate the presence of Christ. Cultivamos la presencia de Cristo. That means that everything is about Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, some of us, I should say some of you, not me, but some of us, I'm using it just generically, we're picky about the clothes we wear. Algunos de nosotros somos muy particular de la ropa que compramos y los ponemos. Es cierto. Si no es de una calidad, si no es de una marca particular, usted no lo va a usar. Oh, eso yo no me pongo sus zapatos. No son de fulana. No, I don't wear that suit because that dress because it doesn't come from. And then you give the. And so we're particular. Well, you know the God is saying here, your clothes should be the Lord Jesus Christ. You should cultivate the presence of Christ. That everything you do and everything you say should be about the Lord Jesus Christ. Es decir, de tomar esta precaución. Cuando habla aquí, por ejemplo, en versículo 14, y no penséis en proveer para las injurias, he says, make no provision for the flesh, okay? To make no provision for the flesh means we need to make provision for Christ. So that everything that you do, you cultivate the presence of Christ. Christ in your kitchen, Christ in your home, Christ in your bedroom, Christ in your living room, Christ in your TV room, Christ in your car, Christ in your office, Christ everywhere. Es lo que significa. Cristo en todo. Cristo en todo. Es de tal manera que sus familiares, los que no conocen a Cristo, even those that don't know Christ, your relatives will say to you, listen, with you, it's always Christ, 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 Christ. Con usted, con tú, es Cristo, 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 Cristo. ¿No hay otra cosa? Isn't there anything else? What's the answer? No. Christ is everything. Christ is everything. You make provision for that. We just took a trip to the back east, and it was both a a vacation and also ministry. And coming back, we had a flight that took us to Chicago, and then we were to fly in at 10:30 here at the airport, and Pastor Nye was going to pick us up at the airport. Well, it's been a bad week for flying in America, okay? And the plane was late to Chicago, and we missed the connecting flight. Didn't make the flight. Llegamos a Chicago en un viaje, y cuando fuimos a Chicago al aeropuerto, llegamos tarde y el avión se fue a Los Ángeles y nos dejó allí en Chicago. We had to stay overnight, 12-hour layover, 12 horas. What do we do for 12 hours? Oh, you can only eat so many hamburgers. And so we stayed in a hotel. They gave us a pass to go to a hotel, and so we went to this hotel. And the lady at the counter said, I only have one room left, and it's for you. It has, you know, and gave it to us. We got to the room, and it was obvious the room was designed for those that were handicapped. It was designed for wheelchair. Everything was designed for a wheelchair. It was a big room, huge room. And you could walk in and see everything was big. Everything was spacious. You know, the place where you wash your hands was spacious. You go into the bathroom, huge bathroom. Huge shower, even a chair where you could sit on. I mean, it was all designed, thought for someone who is in a wheelchair. That's what it means to make provision. To make provision. That everything you do in your life has to do with Jesus Christ. You make provision for Christ in your life. Not for the flesh, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That everything that you do has Christ in it. Has Christ in it. Has Christ in it. You see, and that's what he's saying for you. To live a sober life. To be a life that is going to be sober. Si vas a vivir una vida sobria, es que tienes que estar vestidos con Jesucristo. Que todo lo que usted hace es Cristo. Cristo, Cristo, Cristo. Cristo en su cocina. Cristo en su recámara. Cristo en su auto. Cristo en su negocio. Cristo en su vida privada. Todo Cristo, Cristo, Cristo. Y de esa manera usted entonces va a cultivar la presencia de Jesucristo. Y el poder de Cristo. The power of Christ. It says in Galatians 2:20 that we also, the life that we live because of Christ, abiding in Christ. El poder viene de Jesucristo. Hermanos, nos dice aquí que el poder viene de Jesucristo. The power comes from Christ, to live plugged into Christ. Plugged into Christ. And if we're to live soberly, we need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We need Christ-like giving. We need to dress in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the presence of Christ, and the power of Christ. I want to encourage us to do that. You know, they tell us, nos dicen que the average car that we drive doesn't have a full tank of gas. Nos dicen que el auto que manejamos, su auto, por ejemplo, ahorita, si vamos a investigar su auto, vamos a ver ¿cuánta gasolina tiene en su tanque? Y es notorio que la mayoría tenemos casi menos de un cuarto de gasolina en el tanque de gas. We have less than a quarter of a tank. Some of you even have less than that. You live by faith. You pray, your car takes you from here to there. And you're the hallelujah, praise God kind of people. Praise God we made it. You know, you're that kind of people. But if there's a crisis, and if there is a danger of gas rationing, you know what we do? We go and what? Fill it up. We fill up our gas tanks. That's how we have a crisis. That's why we empty the gas stations, because we all of us rush out and fill up our gas tanks. Because there's a crisis. Well, friend, for the Christian, there is always a crisis. Para cristiano, todo el tiempo hay una crisis. So our gas tank should be what? Full. When? At all times. We should always be fully powered by our Lord Jesus Christ. And may that be our desire here tonight. Just to live a sober life. waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. It is. For some of us, even closer than we could ever think. You see, and that's us. That's us. Is Christ coming soon? Yes, he can come anytime. Let's make sure that he finds us sober and alert, expecting his return. Let's put on the armor of light. Pongámonos la vestidura, las armas de la luz. Amén o no? Y también pongámonos Jesucristo. Vestidos de Jesucristo. Let's put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to his lust. When God comes, when God calls us home, either by death or by his coming, we will be fully alert. Si viene nos llama por la muerte o la venida, vamos a estar totalmente alertos para su venida. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us and giving us this exhortation to stay sober and alert. The night is indeed almost gone. The day is at hand. Señor, gracias por esta exhortación que nos has entregado esta noche. Es cierto, la noche ya ha pasado, el día ya viene. La luz ya está presente. Señor, nos pides que estemos preparados, alertos, sobrios para tu venida. Lord, thank you for reminding us of that. And Lord, some of us have played loose. Some of us are just drowsy with the intoxicants of life. Forgive us. Remind us of the necessity of putting on the armor of light and putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. Gracias, Señor, por ayudándonos en esta manera. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.